This is Shane from Road Rules and Road World Battle of the Sexes, you know, MTV. Whenever I'm in South Florida, the only thing that gets me up is Marky G's Issues Over the Rainbow, my baby.
Good morning and welcome to South Florida's premier all-gay radio show, Issues Over the Rainbow. I'm your host, Marky G, and we're going to spend the next 30 or so minutes together. I guarantee you, you have never heard a show anything like this. We've got some great guests lined up. You don't have to be gay to listen, so if you're straight and you just heard the word gay, hey, stay with us for a little while. Shane and Rachel. They're a lot of fun. This is part two of the interview. Guys, girls, stay tuned. This is one interview you don't want to miss. We had a lot of great email from part one, and part two sizzles even more. Oof, that much I can promise you. Let me do a few quick thanks. Edison Farrow on your big Friday night event at Club Jade, and I usually don't do thank yous for club spots, but you know, Edison's a special friend of the show. His Friday night event at Club Jade now, which starts at about 9 o'clock, was a lot of fun. He had a great turnout, good people. Wish you a lot of success with that, Edison. And then, of course, there was the Party 931 4th of July Blast 2.0. What a freaking event! 15,000 to 20,000 people, gay, straight, no one cared. People came for one reason. They came together to dance and party, and man, did they dance and party. The entertainment started at 5. It didn't end till midnight. Fireworks, like, right above our heads. It was probably one of the greatest parties this community has ever seen, and I just applaud everyone from Party 931 for doing an outstanding job, especially our promotions director, Derek Pitts. We've got an interesting show coming up. What we're going to do for the next 2 weeks, we're bringing on Fort Lauderdale City Commissioner and good friend to the community, Dean Trentalis. We're bringing on our own Greg Allman, Fort Lauderdale attorney and longtime community activist, Robin Botiford. And then from the Miami Gay Lesbian Foundation of South Florida, David Phelps. All of them are going to come in, and we're going to discuss a lot of what's been going on lately. And what's been going on lately? Well, of course, we know that Canada has approved gay marriage. That is huge and has such major implications, some of which we'll talk about with Greg in just a little while. What else happened? Well, we know that last week the Supreme Court struck down the sodomy law that existed in the state of Texas, thereby striking down sodomy laws all over the country. I shouldn't make it sound like it's that big, because I believe there was about four states that still had sodomy laws on their books. If I'm wrong, you'll excuse me. But no longer will the words sodomy and homosexual and illegal be used in the same sentence. How about that? There's a lot of other major things going on in our community, including the formation of community, the coming together. We talked about Stonewall 30 years ago. Well, since then, we have really come around, and we are a major political force. We just heard that Howard Dean, who is running for the Democratic ticket for president of the United States, raised more money than any other Democratic candidate. Why? In part, because he's outly courting the gay community. So there's so much, and we're going to talk about all that and have some very open dialogue in a different format on this show. Not going to have some of the normal segments that we have on. You know, speaking of that, it was kind of interesting because our intention was to go on hiatus for 7 weeks and to take some time off, retool the show, reinvent, make a lot of changes that were fundamentally important to the future of this show. Well, guess what? The station came to us and said, you guys are so on fire that we just can't let you do that. We don't want you to lose momentum. So good news for all of you. We will be repeating a few of our shows in the coming weeks, but not nearly what we thought. And we will be staying live right with you all through the summer. A few upcoming events that are important. Well, first of all, I have to give a shout out, a happy birthday to my good buddy Mike Toomey from the Miami Gay Lesbian Film Festival. But then Friday the 18th, yours truly is the auctioneer for the South Beach Gay Men's Chorus. They're having an event. It'll be held at Brito. Again, that's Friday the 18th of July at Brito at 8 o'clock at night. And it's going to be a wonderful night. They're auctioning off four hot men. And I'm going to be the auctioneer. And let me tell you something. None of you guys have a shot, because I'm simply going to go, you know, going once, going twice. I'll throw in the last bid, close it, and you guys are out of luck. But I hope you'll come out to Brito for the South Beach Gay Men's Chorus and make the night a overriding success. Remember to tell your friends to check out the party931.com website. Click on shows, then Issues Over the Rainbow. You can listen to our past shows. We archive them. So please make sure that you go there if you miss a show and tell your friends about it. That's how we get new audience. People going to the website and checking out our website, checking out our past shows, you know, learning all about who we are and what we do for the community. By the way, a quick note on the website. We're sorry that we're a few shows behind. We've been having some issues internally with the website, but we promise the anniversary show plus a couple great shows that happened after will be up soon. We're going to do a total update on the website, all coming. That's what the hiatus was supposed to be for. Just going to have to work doubly as hard. We hope you'll email us. Stay in touch with us. How do you email us? Real easy. Party931.com. Click on shows, Issues Over the Rainbow. There's a place to email us. Or MarkyG, M-A-R-K-Y-G at Cox.com. One more time, M-A-R-K-Y-G at Cox.com. Let us know your thoughts and suggestions for the show. They're real important. If you missed the address, we'll give it out to you later in the show. Right now, I think it's time for Mary to tell us where to go.
And now with the Express Entertainment Update from the Express Gay News, Mary Damiano.
Well, after a great 4th of July weekend, Mary, only you could tell people where to go. Let's hear what's going on this week, Mary.
Hi, Marky G. We have some cool stuff this week. First of all, everyone should follow the Yellow Brick Road to the Shores Theater for their screening of The Wizard of Oz.
Everything that they do is great at the Shores Theater.
Yes, it is. And when was the last time you saw The Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland, the patron saint of the gay community, on the big screen?
34 years ago?
It's time to go back. Of course, at the Shores, it's not just the movie, it's a whole event. They want you to come dressed as your favorite Oz character, and I do mean the movie, not the HBO prison show, and enter the costume parade. You might even win a prize. And there'll be two showings on Saturday, July 12th, one in the afternoon for the kiddies and one that night for adults. Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's for a great cause. That's at the Shores Performing Arts Theater in Miami Shores.
See, now I know our community. Some will want to go see Oz, and some will want to go see The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And some will want to put themselves in each of the settings, depending on their personal preferences. Go ahead.
Marky G, I have to ask you, if you were to go to this event, what Wizard of Oz character would you dress as?
Oh, probably Dorothy. No.
Oh, I want to see you in those ruby slippers. Just be good to Toto.
I have them in four colors. Who are you kidding? No, who would I be? I don't know. I think that if I had my choice, I would like to be... I think personally I'd like to be the Wicked Witch of the West.
You, my little pussy, and your little dog, too.
But which would you go more for, the pretty or the dog?
We're just going to leave that right where it is, Mary. Get on with your entertainment report.
Okay. America's premier short play festival, Summer Shorts, moves to Fort Lauderdale this week to the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. It's been playing in Miami for the last month. The festival consists of two programs of 15 one-act plays. Now, on Friday, July 11th, there will be a special gay community event called Come Out to the Shorts. The evening begins at 6:30 with complimentary appetizers and networking before the program of plays, which will include Mr. Charles, currently of Palm Beach, the hilarious new play by outwriter Paul Rudnick. Now, I've seen all of this year's Summer Shorts, and I can tell you, it's a wonderful evening's entertainment, so everyone should go out and see that.
Awesome, and then we've got some movies, too, don't we?
Right, we still have A Family Affair, the romantic lesbian comedy about a woman who lets her mom set her up with Ms. Wright. That's at the Gateway in Fort Lauderdale. We have The Trip. We both love The Trip. Wonderful film about the relationship of two men set against the backdrop of the modern gay rights movement. And of course, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, still going strong. And man, those girls are just so hot.
And I'm sure that none of the girls out there even noticed.
You don't know the women's community very well here, do you?
Yeah, right. Mary, thanks so much. We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Marky G. Have a very entertaining week.
Stand tall. Learn what makes your country tick to give you the latest on what's going on nationally and locally. The Issues Over the Rainbow political advisor, Greg Allman.
This show loves delivering great news, and today we do have great news. To bring you that incredible news is our national and political affairs advisor, Greg Allman. Welcome, Greg.
Hello, Marky G.
We've got some great news, finally. You know, Greg, of course, is an attorney in town, and those that don't know him should know him because he's a wonderful attorney. He's also vice mayor of Miami Shores, and he's also our national political affairs advisor, and he is very well up on what's happening around the country when it comes to affairs, legal affairs, that deal with the gay and lesbian community. And Greg, you've got something really wonderful to tell us.
Well, right? The good news, Marky G, is that we can get married now.
But not here.
Not here. We have to go to Canada.
We went there when we didn't want to go in the war. We might as well go here now, you know?
Well, the Supreme Court of Ontario, one of the most significant provinces in Canada, has ruled that gay people can get married in that province, and it's widely expected that this decision will be applied nationwide in Canada. But in Ontario, at least for now, they have ordered the Registrar of Marriages to immediately begin accepting applications for marriage by gay men and lesbians. And in fact, gay people have been getting married there now.
And what are some of the implications of this?
We're not talking about civil unions here. We're not talking about domestic partnerships. We're not talking about creatures of statute. We're talking about the real thing, all the rights that go along with being husband and wife, in terms of the passage of property, in terms of taxation, in terms of benefits that go with employment, would be applied equally between men and women. Anytime a statute refers to husband and wife, it would be applied equally to gay men or lesbians who have become married under the laws of Canada.
Wow, wow, wow. Isn't it about time? I mean, that's so refreshing to hear. In the United States, there is nothing even remotely close. The only thing close, of course, is what Governor Howard Dean did, of course, in Vermont, which was a civil unions bill.
Which is civil union, which works with respect to state law, but, for example, would have no effect with respect to federal rights and obligations because the federal law does not recognize that civil union.
In other words, once you leave Vermont, you have no rights, even though the rights were extended to you in Vermont.
Correct. Also with respect to, for example, federal tax filings, you would not get any spousal benefits. One important question here is what is going to be the position of the United States with respect to couples that get married in Canada and then move to the United States? It is a very long-standing tradition that this country recognizes the decisions of other countries with respect to matters such as marriage. In other words, if you get married in Guam and you come to the United States, you don't have to get married again. If you get married in Mexico and you come to the United States, you don't have to get married again. Our states recognize the marriages performed in other countries. So now what happens when two men or two women in Canada who have a legally binding marriage in that country move to the United States? And I think people are going to be watching very, very closely to see what happens.
What's your opinion? Will this happen through legislation, or do you think it'll happen through the courts?
Well, I think it'll happen probably initially through the courts. We already have something in many states of the United States called the Defense of Marriage Act, which is something that said that even if you get married in, say, Hawaii, which for a while had a very strong civil unions law, or Vermont, that any marriage of sorts would not have to be recognized in that particular state. And quite honestly, those laws are of dubious constitutionality. And I think that they could be challenged. So I think it probably it will be go through the court system here first. I think the most important thing is that people will see that there is nothing wrong with this happening. Life will go on in Canada. Already the Attorney General says that he thinks they will not appeal this decision and that they will allow it to stand and will not appeal to the Canadian Supreme Court. And I think that once we see this social phenomenon in Canada of gay men getting married and of lesbians getting married, and in fact the benefit that accrues from it because of the increased stability of relationships, I think that we'll see a cultural change in the United States, and there may be eventually the conclusion, hey, why not here as well?
It has very far-reaching implications to our community. It promises us a better life going forward. We can only hope that this comes here quickly. You know, again, whether it gets challenged in the courts or whether some congressman decides to introduce legislation supporting something similar remains to be seen. Greg, you always bring us great and informative news. Thanks. See you back here in 2 weeks.
See you in Toronto, Marky G.
And now, Question Mark, the man who can take a look deep inside and help you find the answers. Licensed psychotherapist, Mark Rutherford.
It's great to be able to get a little bit of insight into who we are to help us do that. Today is our licensed psychotherapist, Mark Rutherford. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Marky G.
Having you, you're part of what makes this show.
Thank you.
Okay, look, we do every week, we try to get letters from our public and, you know, our listeners and ask them to write in something of concern, maybe something going on in their relationship, something going on personally. Here's the most recent letter. The Mark Foley situation made me think about something. I have a coworker who I am sure is gay. How can I let him know that even though I am straight, we can be friends and he can share this part of his life with me if he so chooses? Good question, huh?
Yeah, that is a good question. The Mark Foley situation, the thing that comes up from me when I hear that is that each case really is an individual case-by-case basis. You know, feel out the situation first. Find out if that person is even available to have a discussion with you about
approachable.
That. Approachable, exactly. And the best way to, I think, approach a person that you might have a question about and you think they might be and you want to let them know that it's okay, talk about self-disclosure. I mean, obviously, if you're gay, you can say, you know, my partner Tom and I are going to, you know, the HRC ball. What are you doing this weekend? You can talk a little bit about yourself.
Or even going out to get a drink at a local gay pub.
Yeah, local gay bar. You know, that's a great way to do it without having to ask them to give you any information back. If you're straight, it's not as easy. You know, you can incorporate stories of your gay best friend or stories of your gay sister, or you can just start talking about issues.
Right, exactly.
You know, talking about, you know, the idea of, you know, sodomy laws, that's in the news these days. Bring that a topic of conversation up that might let them know that you're amenable to something with someone being gay.
It still would be difficult, though. I'm wondering how a coworker would feel if, let's say, the guy that sits five desks down from the person or five doors down, whatever the case might be,
right,
walks up and says, hey, Ricky, you know, I know you're gay, man, and I just want to let you know I'm really cool with it, and you could share anything you want with me. Do you think that's wrong to do? I mean, here you're trying to be politically correct, but in essence, is that kind of incorrect?
Well, again, it's on a case-by-case basis. I think you really have to follow your gut. If you really see that this person is very closeted and, you know, you can tell when you see somebody who's gay and doesn't want anybody to know. But you can also see somebody who's gay who's just waiting for the right opportunity. So, you know, there are people that are closeted and then there are people who are really closeted. And if you go to someone who's really closeted and say, hey, I know you're gay, you might not get a great response. They may deny it. You may fluster them. They may become angry. So you really have to kind of gauge it on what your relationship is with that person. You might, if you know them a week or if you've known them 6 months, and what you think that how they might react to information like that.
Great advice, because I'm sure a lot of us go through that. We have a lot of big offices and people wanting to be friendly kind of want to know what to do. This is the Gay Zeros, you know. Okay, well, every other week we'll be answering your questions. If you have a question for our question mark, here's how you get them. You go to the party931.com website. I click on shows, click on Issues Over the Rainbow. There's a link right there to question Mark, and you can ask him any question you want, or you can just email Mark direct by going to Mark.
MD as in David, Rutherford, RUTHERFORD at AOL.com.
Beautiful, Mark. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks.
Thanks.
Issues Over the Rainbow.
Part two of Shane and Rachel. You're helping so many people that are listening, you know, younger and older. I mean, coming out is a process that we take on this show very seriously. Mm-hmm. We talk about it a lot. In fact, we do a piece called Coming Out of Hiding every week.
But you know what? I think coming out now is like, it's like coming out, but then once you do, it's like busting open the door.
That's what I was talking
about. It's like, I came out basically on the show, like a lot of my friends or just acquaintances, a lot of people in my life didn't know because I didn't think it was necessary to introduce myself as, hi, I'm Rachel, and I'm gay.
Right.
You know, it's just something that you don't come out and say, but if it's not asked, you don't really say it either. And I always use the pronoun game, you know, that game where you're like,
yeah, we,
it's we.
I'm a specialist at it. Yeah. I wrote books on it, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So I did the pronoun game. And then once I was out and it was on national TV and basically everybody knew, I didn't care. It was like, why was I ever in the... Like, it was almost like I couldn't even understand why I hadn't done it years before.
And for those of you that are listening, many of you know we just celebrated our anniversary show. I was on front pages of every magazine in town. And a lot of friends...
Congratulations.
Thank you. A lot of friends that I have, I play basketball with a big group of guys, and a couple people know, but not all do, but in my last basketball, hey, saw you in the Herald, real man, saw you in the Herald, you know, no one cared, and the bottom line is that once word is out, no one does care, and that's what, do you guys feel you have a responsibility to the community, to help, to nurture, to offer advice, do you do that?
Yeah, we do public speaking, like, off the yin-yang, all the time, I mean, because of who we are, not because we're someone special, but because who we are, we're able to draw audiences to colleges of, like, straight people as well as gay people will come and listen to us because we talk about the show. And then while we're talking about the show, we bring in our own personal story, and it touches a lot of people, like a lot of straight people, which is nice because, like, when you're preaching to the gay people, you're preaching to the choir, which is great. But to be able to have straight people come in who like you for who you are because they saw you on the show, and then to tell them, like, you were the person, you know, that made me go through so much hell, like, when I was growing up, like, not because of anything you did, but just because of what you didn't do, you know, like, that there was no support, and to have them come up afterwards and be like, you know, I wish I had known this, I wish I could have done something differently, because I was that guy that, you know, like, oh, the gay guy snickering in the background and stuff like that, instead of just being like, you know, like, they're cool with it, but they don't, nobody knows that, like, nobody knows, like, oh, it's cool, and to have someone like that. I love it. I mean,
I don't think you guys have any idea how much you help people. I mean, just even kids listening to the show, adults listening to the show, it doesn't matter.
There's no age barrier. Their kids. Exactly. I have parents that come talk to me now and they say, you know, watching you on the show really helped me understand my daughter. And you know, there really have been times where you don't realize it. When we watch the show, it's like us watching a home video. It's like you go on a trip, you videotape and you go back home and you get back home and you watch it. That's exactly what it's like for us. But you don't realize how many people are watching this
at
the same time you are and are really taking it in. And it's really overwhelming when somebody comes up to you and says something that's really touching, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that but the only thing that I will say, and this is the only responsibility I feel towards the gay community, a lot of times I get from lesbians, well, you know, we really love you and we love your story, but what was that with Darrell? You know, and it's like my thing is about freedom of choice. If you are with a woman and you have a healthy relationship, which I do with Amy, and while I'm with her, I am gay. But if we break up, I do see myself in this, but there's nothing to say I couldn't fall in love. I mean, it's like you don't know sometimes. And I think that's where I feel a responsibility. You know what I mean? Like I have to, like, you have to really be this person
specific.
And like, because I kissed a guy on TV, it was like I wasn't gay enough for some of the gay women, you know, they were like that wasn't right, but that's what I wanted to do. That's
that's all.
You know, that's me. I can't.
Sexuality, everybody wants to put gender classification
exactly, and that's what we need to stop doing, because that's what hurts the gay community and that's what hurts the straight community. If we could all just, like, kind of look at love as just love and, like,
as the person that's in front of you.
I mean,
instead of a name.
Yeah,
instead
gay, of, straight, like, just the person that you're with. Yeah, I like that a lot. You guys are awesome. Now, Rachel, you've got a DVD, Road to Reality, coming up. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, this is actually pretty cool for everybody in Miami, because while we spring break.
Yeah, you're a Miami baby.
Yeah,
there
I'm a Miami
go.
Baby. This is my hometown. And while I was in Miami, over spring break, Eric Neese, Puck, Ruthie, and Jamie from New Orleans, we got together and we decided we were going to put together our own DVD that was behind the scenes. So we got a production company, they filmed themselves, and they filmed the production of a production. So it's called The Road to Reality, because it has us coming to them with an idea, saying, listen, we want to come together and make this reality show. Basically, us behind spring break. And then it has them getting it together, and then it has them filming it, but they're turning the cameras on them as well. So it's like, this is us going here, and it became a really, really cool concept. Because
there's a movie like that, and I can't think of the name.
It's like
of it.
It's like you see what it's like, because when you watch the show, you just see us, and you get to see what it's like to actually be filmed. Like, people don't understand, like, if they got to watch the back of our show, they run these things that, like, you get to see the production aspect, and if people got to see that, they would understand, like, how unreal reality television was. And just, like, it's so amazing. I think my favorite pictures are of us and, like, the boom mic over your head 24/7.
Yeah, like,
you know?
we take pictures, and it's like I have pictures where it's the camera's on me and then it's them filming us, and then I can go to the taping where that clip is on TV. But it looks so much different from my picture, because my picture is the whole picture.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's what the DVD is.
So that's what the DVD kind of is. And then, you know, me and Shane are doing a lot. We both have
you guys are talking about how much you love working with each other.
Yeah, we do a lot with the gay and lesbian communities and any community that wants to work with us.
Like Shane, you've got a film coming out called Out Crowd. It's an independent film.
Yeah, it's called The Out Crowd, and, like, basically, my friends and I, we got together, and it's about this kid, and Rach is actually going to guest star in it. She just found out today.
But, wrote it.
It's in love with,
Did you discuss the finances and everything yet with her?
Yeah.
You know, she may turn it down. There might not be enough money in it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
right. No money. Rach is doing this for free.
I do something for Shane for $5.
Beautiful.
But it's going to be really good. It's about this kid who's like in a frat. It's called The Out Crowd because like when you're in college, there's clearly the gay kids. And they can be seen like, it's not like, oh, they're so gay, but it's like a crowd of individuals who are their friends. And just like the in crowd, it's the out crowd because they're out. And at my school, at least, there's this place called Caribou, and it's like where all the gay people hang out. And so we filmed at my school. This frat kid gets outed in this independent magazine. He gets kicked out of his frat. You know, he's lost, he's desolate because he's like, oh, I'm gay, yada yada yada. And then the out crowd comes in and like picks him up and like makes him into a great person. It's basically the story of, you know, the real life situation of what happens when people come out and they're rejected by whoever. The community comes in, takes them, and builds them into the person that they are, that they want to be, and then reemerging as
and
a star.
Releases them into the wild.
Yeah. I'm talking so much, but I'm going to stop. It's going to be so good.
Well, all
so.
This information is going to be on your website, right?
Definitely.
You have brand new websites, both of you, yeah, coming out.
Yeah.
Tell us your website addresses.
All right, mine's www.
Get the right amount
just
of dots.
www.
All right, guys, it's my name, Shane Landrum, which is ShaneLandrum. ShaneLandrum.com. So easy. You can type it in Yahoo. Just type Shane from Road Rules. It pops up. Click on it.
And you've got a new website coming
and
up?
And I do too. Mine is RachelRobinsonOnline.com because some singer, Rachel
and
Robinson,
and
got
everybody,
my name.
So. Everybody can spell Rachel Robinson.
Yeah, just the only confusing thing is it's with it just an E. Some people spell it E-A-L.
I got it. And of course, we're going to put a link on the Issues Over the Rainbow website. Just go to just go to party931.com, click on Issues Over the Rainbow. We'll have a link to both of your websites. Easy for you to get. You guys have been incredible guests. This has been such a fun interview. We're getting almost no editing on this interview. It was great. My producer's smiling. When Wendy's smiling, then I'm happy. I enjoyed having you guys on the show so much. I hope you guys will come back often and be regular guests on here. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Rachel.
Great
luck in your
Thank
career.
You
guys do not need any luck.
Thank you so much. This was such a good experience.
I know you guys love that part two of Shane and Rachel, mainly because you love my voice and found Shane and Rachel to be kind of secondary in that mix. Yeah, right. Whatever. Hey, they were fun, hot. We had a gas together. They're really cool people. Very down to earth, by the way. If you missed part one of the interview, real easy. You can listen to it on the website. Go to party931.com. Click on shows, Issues Over the Rainbow, and listen to past shows. We've got our shows archived there. If it's not up right now, it will be up soon. We're a little behind because of some problems we're having with the website right now, but I promise we will get those shows up as soon as possible. So please keep checking back. We're actually revamping our whole website, so you're going to see a whole new Issues Over the Rainbow site in the next several weeks. By the way, you can email us also by going to the website. Very easy. There's a place to email us right in the website, or you can do it direct. Marky G, M-A-R-K-Y-G at Cox.com. One more time, M-A-R-K-Y-G at Cox.com. You can call us, 954-847-3255. So three ways to get in touch with us. We value your emails, your input, your ideas. They're very important to the future of this show, and it lets the station know that you're involved in caring about the content. So here's how to do it. Go to the website, party931.com. Click on shows, Issues Over the Rainbow. You can email us direct right there, or Marky G, M-A-R-K-Y-G at Cox.com, or call us at 954-847-3255. Don't forget about Friday the 18th is the South Beach Gay Men's Chorus. Holds an event at Brito Gallery on Lincoln Road. It's going to be a fun time. We're auctioning off 4 hot studs, and yours truly, Marky G, will be the auctioneer for the night. It's going to be a lot of fun, a very nice gathering on Lincoln Road. The guys and girls involved in South Beach Gay Men's Chorus are very wonderful people, so please come on out and support it. Again, that's Friday, July the 18th. Next week, we're doing a very special, different show. We're going to be talking about the events that have been going on in the gay world. For instance, the Supreme Court decision on sodomy, Canada's allowing gay marriage, and the implications that has throughout the world. plus the coming together of community and so much more. My guests will be City Commissioner of Fort Lauderdale, Dean Trentalis, and great friend of the community from the Miami Gay and Lesbian Foundation of South Florida, our good friend David Phelps. He brings an international perspective. Our very own national and political affairs advisor, Greg Ullman, and Fort Lauderdale attorney and longtime community activist, Robin Botiford. It's going to be the whole show. We're going to even try to get two shows out of it if the content's right, so you won't want to miss being here next week. This is where you'll really learn what goes on in our community and how the future of our community is shaping up. Thanks so much for listening to South Florida's premier all-gay radio show, Issues Over the Rainbow. My name is Marky G. I'll be back here with you next and every Sunday. I hope you enjoy the show. It's a lot of fun doing. We really enjoy the response from the community. We do it for you, so please tell your friends about the show. That's how we grow. Thanks to my producer, Gwendy Andrade. Always a good job. Appreciate your work. And thanks so much for listening to some of the greatest dance music in the country, the new Party 93.1, South Florida's pure dance channel. Make the rest of your day memorable. I'm Marky G. Bye-bye.
I'm gay.
And I'm straight.
And we both get off on listening to Marky G's show.